Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 31 of Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is speaking. Do not worry then, saying, "What are we to eat?" Or "What are we to drink?" Or "What are we to wear for clothing?" For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you.
What is the priority of your life, the one thing around which everything else revolves? Jesus tells us that God's kingdom and righteousness should be our highest aim. This isn't achieved through passivity. Matthew 6, verse 33 uses the word seek, which implies activity and persistence. Those of us who are believers must pursue God's kingdom every day, moment by moment. Life on earth takes place amidst two opposing realms that are in constant conflict, one under the control of this world and the other under God's kingship. To seek the Heavenly Father's kingdom is to submit to His rule over every area of our life. The bottom line is faithful obedience. To seek God's righteousness means cooperating with His process of transforming us into Jesus' image. An integral part of this process is the renewing of our mind with Scripture. The Word of God keeps the Heavenly Father's viewpoint and instructions fresh in our thinking. Take a moment to evaluate who or what dominates your thoughts and affections. Where do you invest time and money? What desires govern your choices? Making Christ top priority requires submission to God, obedience to His Word, and trust in His ways. And He promises to supply whatever you need in pursuing that goal.